Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to Dave's Good Vibration Station here on LATalkRadio.com, the world's most listened to internet talk radio station. I'm your host, Davey, and this is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. Woo! Yes! Can you feel the energy swirling in the air? All the positive vibrations flowing to us and through us with effortlessness and ease. Once again, thank you for joining us here on the Vibration Station on LATalkRadio.com, world's most listened to internet talk radio station. We got a really fun show lined up for you guys today. So as we all know, the world is changing. We are in a constantly changing atmosphere. When I say atmosphere, I'm not just talking about the atmosphere of the planet. I'm talking about the atmosphere of the energy in the air. Everything that we're experiencing is so volatile in so many different ways. Now, what I mean by that is every single moment, the world is changing, is shifting. There's new beliefs being surfaced and then spread. There's new ideas, new political approaches, new religious approaches. There's so many changing aspects of this planet. It's almost hard to keep up. So today's show is based on how to adapt to the change and actually use it to empower yourself to become a happier, healthier, wealthier, and wiser individual. So how to use the changes in the world to actually benefit your life. That's what we're going to be talking about today. So as you guys probably know, if you grew up in, I guess on planet Earth, if you, anywhere you grew up around the world has their own belief systems, has their own dogma, if you will. And there's nothing wrong with that, right? It's good to have a basis and a foundation of a religious practice, right? It's good to believe in, it's good to believe in something beyond just yourself. Maybe it is within you. Maybe it's something greater, whatever it is. Doesn't matter. There, as we all know, there are a lot of dogmatic practices. Every single place, every location, city, state, country on the planet, there's some sort of practice. Even if you go in, Aborigine tribes that are still around, you'll see that they are heavily endowed into these religious practices, right? So obviously when you are born into this planet, when you grow up and you're surrounded by people that believe a certain set of rules or a certain set of practices, to actually branch off and explore other ideologies, other facets of human consciousness, it can sometimes be difficult, right, when you've grown up with one reoccurring thought pattern and belief system your entire life. So the reason why I bring this up is because in this ever-changing world, it is good to sometimes adapt and go with the changes. Now, I'm not saying, fall into a belief system just because everyone else is doing it. No, what I'm saying is open your mind, open your eyes, open your ears, open yourself to possibilities and to possibly approaching this human experience in ways that you've never previously approached it. thanks to new ideas that are being brought to today's surface. Now, of course, you want to maintain your own individuality. You don't want to start falling into, like I said, a belief or a thought pattern that doesn't necessarily serve you. You're just doing it because you see other people doing it. What I'm talking about is using the changes of the planet, using all of these new, like I said, ideologies, ideas, belief systems, political approaches, whatever it might be, that you see a change in today's world, use that to benefit yourself by adapting in some way, shape, or form. Now, what does that mean? Adapt to an ideology in one way, shape, or form. What I mean by that is develop a relationship with it, right? Whether it's something that you don't believe in, you can use that to your advantage. If it's something that you do believe in, that you see could assist you in embodying a greater version of yourself, then obviously use that to your advantage. What I'm saying is, obviously, the point of today's show revolves around the fact that when a new idea gets proposed in an old system, in an old paradigm, it's so difficult to accept those ideas, whether it's even shutting them down, right? That's okay if you shut an idea down. There's not a problem with that. But people are so quick to just shut it down before even looking at it or understanding what it is. So I'm asking you to open up your mind to whatever it is in your life and your experience that you've seen a consistent shift in, that you've seen a change in. Like I said, let it be politics, let it be economy, let it be monetarily based. Whatever it might be, just know that it is an opportunity for you to develop a new relationship with it. For example, I'll give you a perfect example of something that I'm talking about. Monetarily, right? Something that we've talked about here on the show multiple times, cryptocurrencies, right? Before 2009, no one ever heard of cryptocurrencies. Now, before 2012, it was not a commercialized or even a globally understood concept. Now, today, it's looked at as extremely valuable assets, right? Obviously, today's price, these coins are worth actual physical federal currency, right? So if you think about that transition in currency, now, there's a lot of naysayers out there. There's a lot of people that have said, don't invest in these cryptocurrencies. Don't buy Bitcoin, right? It's a scam. It's a Ponzi scheme. It's a pyramid scheme, whatever it might be. People always have something to say. So that's on one end. And then on the other side, you have people that are saying this is revolutionary technology. This is going to revolutionize the way that currency is traded, that trade occurs in general, right? So if you got into these cryptocurrencies in 2009, 2010, 2011, 2012, 2013, 14, 15, literally if you would have gotten any time before about 12 months ago, you would have made tremendous monetary gains, tremendous returns. Right? I mean, like 1,000%. These are asset classes that are absolutely unheard of. Now, that's just because a group of people decided that this currency has some potential. They broke out of the old paradigm. They literally disassociated themselves with the old way of using Gregorian currency, of having a paper fiat monetary system, and actually backing it with something that has a limited value or a limited coin cap, right? So essentially, you know, there's only a certain number of these coins that will ever be mined or created into existence. So it's inflation proof, right? So there's all these concepts that go around. But just like a shift in monetary standard, right? And I'm not saying that we're on a cryptocurrency standard by any means. Our federal currency is not actually backed by any standard. It's a fiat currency system. But that's for another show. So using the example of changes in monetary status, globally used unit of currency, if people accepted these digital currencies when they were first coming out, well, those that did made a killing. They made some of them made an entire lifetime worth of revenue. I mean, right? And it's just because an idea was accepted. Now, the people that knew about it but thought that it was silly and thought that it was stupid, Well, those people are looking back and they're saying, wow, if only I would have gotten in at this time, I could have made this much. Right? Now, apply that to all other facets of this globally changing planet. This globally, this entire planet shifting in so many ways that we couldn't even possibly fathom. We couldn't even write a list of how many things and how many aspects and facets of this planet, let alone the human experience, are changing on a day-to-day basis. So what I'm saying is accept these changes because they can be very scary. They can be really intimidating. They can be very overwhelming. I know that from personal experience, I've been extremely overwhelmed with some of the changes on this planet. It's silly not to be, right? Politically speaking, we've gone from one side of the spectrum to the complete opposite, right? Not that at the end of the day, politics are kind of all run by the same puppeteers, but this one seems a little different. This one seems nothing like we've ever seen in the history of the presidential election. I mean, that was a crazy election. And I know that it happened, you know, over a year ago, but still, to live in this time when so many things are happening and so many contrasting ideas and belief systems are occurring simultaneously, that's why we see these outbursts of people rioting and exploiting fear and exploiting lower vibrational thoughts and energies that don't serve anyone but their own fear, right? And then that's what we call fear mongering. When people use fear to control other groups of people, fear mongering, right? And there's a lot of that going on. There's a lot of people that believe in one thing and then another people that believe in something else and they contrast and then these groups are after each other. It's like you would have thought after all the wars and wars based on religion, wars based on commodities, wars based on ego and power, you would think that by this point in the human evolutionary process, we would have come to an understanding where we don't need to continue to battle each other just because we believe in different things, right? Well, to an extent. Now, there's obviously a whole other side of these shifts on the planet that are occurring that's actually bringing people together, bring people closer than they've ever been before because they need to unite, right? Because without unification, we all fall to the wayside and we don't have the opportunity to help one another unless we unify. So here's another thing. Use the shifts and the changes on this planet as an opportunity to unify with people of like mind. Now, we're going to spend a moment talking about the importance of unifying with people of like mind. Do you know the greatest achievements in history were successfully achieved by people that collectively believed in the same thing? And they came together and they created it. The power of coming together, the power of unification is absolutely unstoppable. That's another reason why people high in government, so on and so forth, they try to, you know, the elitist government, whatever you want to call it, they do their best to keep us ununified. They do our best to keep us separated. They want us fighting on the streets. They want us working against each other. They don't want us to believe in the same things. They don't want us to work together even if we don't believe in the same things. They want us to be in this consistent back and forth banter about unnecessary topics and things that actually don't mean anything at the end of the day. Right? Because it gives them control because they know that the power is in unification. They understand that the power is in the masses. The power is in the people. You've heard that so many times. The power is in the people. And that's not a slang for no reason. That the power truly is in the people. So when we come together and we decide that the changes and shifts occurring on the planet are happening for the greater good of all, regardless of how it may seem on the surface, do you know how fundamentally we shift the entire frequency of the planet? There was a study done, and this is another example of how to embrace change. There was a study done in Washington, D.C. back in, I believe it was 2001. So it was about 17 years ago this study was done. Oh, I believe actually it was 2004. It was 2004, so 14 years ago the study was done. There was crime in Washington, D.C., and these group, there was a high crime rate in Washington, D.C. This group of yogis came together, people that were very powerful in thought, very powerful in deliberately focusing their mind. And they came to the chief of police in Washington, D.C., and they said that they could lower crime rate by 30% in a 1 week's time by meditating on peace and compassion and love. Well, the police chief at the time, he laughed and he said, well, you can give it a shot, but I do not believe that this is going to work. He even went on record because they did a news article on it where he said to the news, this is not going to work. Well, 1 week went by and these powerful minds united. They came together with one deliberate, focused intention in mind. And they meditated on that intention for 1 week straight. In 1 week's time, the crime rate in Washington, D.C. dropped 30%. The chief of police then came back into the news media outlets and he said he vocally admitted to being wrong. He said, I was wrong. I thought this was not going to work. And we have statistically proven that 30% of the crime in Washington, D.C. has dropped within a 1 week's period of time. That is the power of believing in one unified intention and coming together as a unified mind, working with the changes of the planet, right? Meaning accepting these new beliefs. Yes, you can change the crime rate by meditating on peace. You can lower the crime rate by meditating on peace. By believing in that, you actually physically lower the crime rate in your world, in your reality, in your city. Can you believe that? It's hard to believe, it's hard to grasp that the mind contains such limitless power. But when we learn how to harness that power and we learn how to embrace the changes that are occurring around us and we learn to use these changes to embody a greater light, to embody a greater alignment, to embody a greater joy, happiness, energy, greater vitality. This is when we can come together and use the power of thought to better all of humanity. So embrace these changes that are happening, right? Politically, economically, monetarily. Now here's another thing to think about. Even the Pope has, in this last year, has come out with some really fundamentally different approaches to the religion in and of itself, to the Catholic religion. It's really interesting to see all these new ideas that have been proposed through the churches that are not necessarily in alignment with old Gregorian ways. There's so many things that are changing on the planet. It's crazy. If you really think about how things have been pretty status quo, I mean, obviously evolution, the increase in workforce, the increase in economy, the increase in industrial revolution. I mean, we went through so many periods, but things have been pretty status quo when it comes to religion and the Bible and just the ideologies that surround the Pope. And for the Pope to come out and say some really, I mean, it's things that are not necessarily, and I respect it. I'm all about it. That's awesome. Change it up. Introduce new ideas, right? The Pope talked about energy, and he talked about things that were not necessarily by the Bible. And it was really interesting to hear him talk about energy and frequency and vibration. The Pope was talking about quantum physics. Right, and I don't know if you guys saw this article. I read a lot of ulterior news outlets, news that is not mainstream, necessarily not, you know, Fox News or CNN, CNBC. And I'm not bashing these networks. I mean, to an extent, of course, they are all jagged and they all produce their own manipulated news. But outside of that, you know, who am I to judge? But I guess what I'm saying is you can find a lot of awesome news in some of these ulterior news sources, news outlets. You know, there's a lot of them out there, especially with what the internet offers, with having a global database of anyone sourcing any information that they ever want to look for. But through one of the media outlets, which I received news from, I did see that the Pope was talking about quantum physics. That's awesome. It's so cool. Right? So then it's going to get people thinking. And then we have these new, like I was saying, with these cryptocurrencies, we have new forms of currency that are being accepted worldwide. We have a whole new political structure. So my question for you, being the listener, is what are you going to do about it? Now, what do I mean by that? So let's say that there's something that is happening around the world that you don't like, something that you wish to change around the world. What are you going to do about it? Why would you riot or why would you fight against something even if you don't believe in it? I'm not saying, you know, put your head in the sand, but I'm saying why fight over it? What are you really going to do about a decision that is so out of your control? What are you going to do if someone that you didn't like got into the presidency? What are you really going to do? And I'm not putting down your power of influence by no means. I'm sure that, like I said, through unification, we could all come together and make some massive changes. But I guess what I'm saying is it really that much of a big deal? So someone got into office or some belief was proposed, and I'm not just talking about the presidency. I'm not just talking about the election. I'm talking about anything. I mean, relate this to anything in life. So what? You got the shit end of the stick. Excuse my language. What are you going to do about it? Are you going to complain? Are you going to throw your hands up and fit? Sure, do it for a minute. Get it out of your system because it sucks and I don't blame you. And I would fit about things that I don't like either. But then get over it and then do something to make the world a better place. And I know that sounds so freaking cliche, but it's so true. Accept the changes that are going on in the world. Don't fight against these things. Don't riot. Don't come together and cause havoc and chaos. Come on. That's just ridiculous. You don't want your kids to see that. I don't want my kids to see that. I don't want my kids to be a part of that. No. Like, really, let's all just live happily ever after. I know it sounds like some bullshit. All live happily ever after. How's that going to happen? Just don't fight each other. Don't cause issues with one another. Accept thy neighbor. Accept thy neighbor for who he is and she is, whoever they might be, regardless of whether they are against your belief systems. Don't cause issues. Accept the changes that are happening in the planet. Here's another change that's happening. People accepting gay people. Right? That's like a huge thing that's going on, is acceptance for homosexuals. Like, they're human beings. They're people. They accept love. They accept and receive love just as equally as everybody else. So what if they have a different preference in sexual orientation? So what? The planet is overpopulated as it is. Maybe it's the Earth's way of manifesting energies that aren't going to overpopulate the planet. Excuse me. Right? You ever thought of that? I don't know. I could be wrong. But I guess what I'm saying is, why get mad over something or someone that doesn't even affect you in a negative way? And you say, well, it does affect me in a negative way because I don't want my kids seeing it. And I agree to a certain extent. But that's why, if we all just are private about our preferences, I take that back. Not private about our preferences. What I'm saying is, I'm not going to go and make out with my wife in the middle of, you know, the street. So why does anybody else have to? And guess what? If they want to do that, then that's great. I'm not going to judge. If they want to do that, do it. I love it. That's awesome. Show love, spread love. I'm all about it. The point is, we all have a preference. But just because someone doesn't accept your preference doesn't mean that you have to cause issues with them. The world is changing. I've said that like 50 times today, but it's true. The world is shifting. So there's only a handful of things that we can really do to roll with the changes. We can either accept the changes that are happening in the world. We can take it at face value, even if it's something that we don't like. And we could say, you know what? I believe that there are higher, intelligent, loving, divine forces that are working in my favor, regardless of what might be proposed on the surface. Sure, this might be something that I didn't want, or this might be something that I don't necessarily believe in, but why would I cause an issue about it when it's the world's new way of expressing itself, when it's humanity embracing change, right? And there's those that embrace it, and there's those that run from it. And it seems like majority of people tend to run from it. And running from it is fearing it. Running from it is actually resisting it, right? That's the only way you could run from something that's changing in the world is to resist it. You can't pretend like it doesn't exist because, well, I mean, I guess you could, but then you're just going to be living with your head in the sand and that's no fun. So you could either pretend like it doesn't exist, but you're obviously going to be aware of it. You're going to see it because it's populating more and more around the world, whatever it is. When I'm referring to it, I'm referring to anything that you personally notice that's changing in the world. I'm sure that depending on what industry you work in, you're going to notice change in your industry. There's change in every single industry on the planet right now, right? It doesn't matter whether you're in construction, whether you're in finance, whether you're in office supplies, there's changes in every single business because the velocity of money is picking up. The velocity of debt is picking up. There's both sides of the stick are running opposite ends from each other at the speed of light. So there's so much debt being created, and there's so much money being made simultaneously. And there's so much hate being put out into the world, and there's so much love and compassion and positivity and unification happening. And then there's so much separation. And then there's so much division. But then there's also so many groups of people coming together. So what today's show revolves around is obviously, yes, as we had discussed earlier, rolling with the changes of the planet and using these changes to benefit yourself and your planet and your world and humanity and your loved ones and your family, using the changes of the world to make yourself a better person through accepting them, right? But then another layer, which falls right on top of that, is where do you fall into that mix? Are you one of the people that is fighting, or are you one of the people that's coming together, right? And I'm not, of course, there's no judgment from us. We naturally have our preferences, but we're not going to judge you. Right? Because what's the point? So depending on what side of that spectrum you fall on, maybe you can evaluate where you stand in everything that has been proposed as a change in your life. Are you accepting some of these changes? Are you resenting some of these changes? Even on a micro level, right? We're talking macro politics, economics, monetary, religious. We're talking that's macro. Now, if you get on the micro scale, what are the micro changes in your life that are happening, which obviously have ripple effects, and then they turn into bigger changes and bigger effects in your life? But on a micro level, what's happening in your life that is changing that you might not be fully accepting of? Or if you are fully accepting of it, then what are you looking forward to coming out of the change? There's so much to do. There's so much to think about. There's so many decisions to make. There's so much to do in regards to how to approach this human experience, how to approach some of the changes that are happening on a micro and macro level in your life. Because that's really what this is all about, is the planet's always going to change. The people are always going to change. Things are always going to be different than they were the day before. But what, as an individual, as a contribution to society, where do you fall in that mix? And if you think about it, that kind of defines the role you play in society, right? How you accept the changes, how do you roll with the changes, which group do you become a part of, which class of people do you associate yourself with? And then that kind of defines your role in society. And that's really interesting if you think about it in that light, because then it kind of makes you want to be the greatest contributor to society you possibly can be, right? Define for yourself, do I want to roll with the punches? Do I want to roll with the changes? Even when things arise that are not in alignment with my belief system, that are not in alignment with my joy, do I still roll with it, or do I make an issue out of it? Do I fight it? Do I resist it? Do I get a group of people together to go riot? Think about it, guys. It's really interesting, right? Hey, by the way, if you want to call in on the show, feel free to do so. 323-203-0815. We're going to go ahead and open up the phone lines. If you want to call in on the show, 323-203-0815. Feel free to chat with us. Talk to us about the things that are changing in your life, how you wish certain things were changing, things that happened that you didn't wish to happen. Feel free to call in and talk about it. Or if you prefer, you can also email me live on the show, davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Once again, that's Dave's, D-A-V-E-S, vibrationstation@gmail.com. If you guys are just tuning in with us, we're talking about how to adapt to the changes of the world and actually use these changes to benefit your life. Use these changes to become a better person. Use these changes to expand your horizons as to what is possible, as to maybe approaching life in a different light. So we're going to go on to another concept here, right? If you just are tuning in with us, earlier in the show, we were talking about how to embrace these changes. And then in embracing these changes, how do you fall into the spectrum of society? What actions do you partake in to show what you believe in, or embrace the changes that you don't necessarily believe in, but you're open to, right? Now here, entering the second half of the show, what we're going to be talking about is what to do when someone really close to you has a different belief system than yourself, because that can be really rough. That can be really difficult. When someone that you live with, let it be your partner, let it be your parents, or your brother, sister, aunt, uncle, grandma, grandpa, whatever it might be. When you live with someone, or when you spend a majority of your time with someone that has totally different belief systems than you, it can be difficult. It actually has torn families apart, believe it or not. There's been documentaries before on people that have completely different belief systems. And this actually was a big problem during this last election. There were so many people that lived under the same household that thought so strongly that one of the other candidates was a better fit for office, that they actually, there were kids moving out of their parents' houses. There were brothers and sisters that were in tremendous fights. It got really bad. There were couples that saw things differently, and the couples actually ended up getting divorced because they saw political differences. So what do you do to preserve relationships in your family? Because we all need to respect everyone else's belief system. We can't expect everyone to just change. We can't expect everyone to believe in what we believe in just because we want them to, right? That's not rational. So what, realistically, what do we do to preserve these relationships in our family? We accept. We just allow. And I know that sounds like such a cliche response once again, but it's cliche for a reason. We just allow. We allow our loved ones to be who they are. And most importantly, we remember and we remind ourselves to embrace the facets of them that we love, that we fell in love with. And even if they see something so differently than us, it doesn't mean that we chastise them. It doesn't mean that we put them down. It doesn't mean that we look down upon them for seeing things in a different light than we do. So something that's really helpful, actually, in relationships, whether it be, doesn't matter the relationship, could be husband and wife, could be boyfriend, girlfriend, could be father, daughter, could be mother, son, doesn't matter. It could be brother, sister. But the most important thing in these relationships is that we talk about, we're vocal, and we're open about why we accept one another. It's good to talk about the differences in belief systems. That's healthy to be able to talk about things that you don't necessarily resonate with, but you can still see where the other person is coming from. So have a peaceful conversation. And do not, this is another thing that tends to happen in these types of conversations, is they turn into trying to prove the other person wrong. Don't do that. Just accept what the other person has to say. And know that they have their own justified reasons in the same way that you do. And in the same way that you wouldn't want to be put down for your thought patterns or your belief systems, they don't want to be put down either. So why spark that in the first place? And this information isn't only for the listener. This information is for anybody that the listener wants to share this with, right? Let's say that as a listener, you feel like in your life, you are being put down for a certain belief system or for something about you that you can't change or you don't want to change, but you embrace and you love. Maybe share this with someone, anyone that you feel could be treating you better. You know, share this idea, share these ideologies with being open about your differences and embracing one another's differences. Talk about it. Do some research on it. Right? Show some interest in the people that you love's interests, right? This is also embracing change now on a micro level. So with these macro changes on our planet, it affects each and every single individual in a fundamental way. People's belief systems are changing. People's approaches to the human experience are changing, right? People are quitting their industry, they're getting into other industries because of the boom of new industries available. There's so many things happening on the planet. So you got to keep in mind, as these larger changes occur and it affects individuals on the micro level, you're going to have people in your life that are significantly affected by these changes. And then when these changes occur and when they embrace these changes, how are you going to react in that way? Are you going to put them down? Are you going to say that you wish that they didn't do that? Or are you going to be open-minded? Right? So this is for present and future tense. This is for people that are currently going through changes and people that currently or will be eventually, you know, going through changes. Now, we all go through changes. It's not a question of if, it's a question of when do we change, right? And if you think about it, we're changing on a moment-to-moment, day-to-day, second-to-second basis, right? Everything about us is changing with different ideas that are proposed, with different belief systems that we dance with and that we think of. But what this really comes down to is, number one, understanding that the world is an ever-changing place. So if you're trying to hold on to the past, if you're trying to hold on to something from your past, or if you're trying to hold on to belief systems from your past, and new belief systems are being proposed, regardless of what they are surrounding, have an open mind, embrace these ideas, because that's all we can do. We either fight, and we fight on a micro and a macro level, because if we're fighting one larger belief system, then we're obviously going to fight the individuals that subscribe to that belief system. So you either fight or you accept and embrace. And when you accept and embrace, you'll find that you walk the path of least resistance. You'll find that in accepting and embracing other people's thought patterns, other people's approaches to the human experience, other people's ideologies, not only are you going to walk the path of least resistance, but you're going to be happier in doing so. You're going to have more joy in your life. You're going to be more content. And you're actually going to be more knowledgeable about the human experience. You're going to have a greater depth and a greater understanding for all people, as opposed to just the people that subscribe to your belief systems. And I think that's really important too. Like, why do people travel, right? That's another concept in the world changing, is people travel to get a greater depth of humanity. People travel to get a greater sense of what the world is like outside of their own backyard. And that is really beautiful. So traveling and seeing the world through different eyes is the same thing as having a state of consciousness, having a state of mind that is open to receiving how the other world looks at things, right? So if you go halfway across the world, let's say you go to Japan, and in Japan, the native people of Japan are participating in practices that you're not familiar with. Just because you're not familiar with these practices, does that mean you're going to go and put them down and chastise them and say that, you know, that they shouldn't be doing that because it's something that you don't believe in? No, absolutely not. You're not going to do that, because you went to their home and you're a visitor on their land, right? I mean, planet Earth, it's all our land, but you get what I'm saying. You're a visitor to their homeland. And who are you to come in and just say that what they've been doing for centuries is wrong? Well, same thing about accepting new belief systems. Just because you're still on your home grounds doesn't mean that the belief systems from halfway across the world aren't being implemented in people that do live here. So it's like, why put down someone else's approach to the human experience if it's not harming you? Now, obviously, there's lines, right? There are some really radical religious belief systems that do include hurting people, and that is where the line is drawn. Anytime someone deliberately believes in hurting another person, that's totally wrong. That goes against my personal belief systems. That goes against my personal ideologies and approach to life. I don't believe that there should be any reason to hurt anyone, period, end of report. The only reason, obviously, that someone might deserve to be hurt is if they're doing something that is harming others and they need to be stopped, right? Outside of that circumstance, no one really deserves at all to ever be hurt, especially for a religious practice. That's just ridiculous. Right? Why hurt another human being? So that's obviously where the line is drawn in the sand. You know, when anyone is hurt or harmed from a belief system or an ideology or a religious practice or anything of sorts. But for the most part, these religious practices all around the world, doesn't matter what it is, right? They don't necessarily harm people. And I'm not just talking about religious practices. I'm talking about any belief system, political beliefs, monetary beliefs. I mean, even beliefs in economics, right? You have two types of, for the most part, you have two types of economists. You have Keynesian economists and Austrian economists. They have two polar opposite approaches to the way that an economy should be run. But if you embrace both ideas, and you see where both people are coming from, then you can come to a solid conclusion where actually both parties are happy and everyone compromises. So that's the type of relationship that we should train ourselves to develop with other ideologies and concepts that we're unfamiliar with. We are constantly learning people. We are constantly being guided to other experiences in life. We're constantly being shown what life is like on the other side. You know, the news is always showing us what's happening across the world, or YouTube videos are always showing us what's happening across the world. And with the technology that we have available to us today, it's almost like you don't need to go halfway across the world. You don't even need to leave your country, let alone your state, let alone your city, let alone your house, to see what's going on all places around the world. And when you see what's going on all places around the world, you will see, if you don't already see, these fundamental changes that are occurring in every single facet of our human experience. Every single facet of living life on planet Earth is changing as we know it. Technology is revolutionizing the way that we approach the human experience. When our parents were growing up, they did not have the internet. They did not have, they were not born with the internet, right? They did not grow up with the internet. They did not have iPads and email and apps and a computer in their pocket. So along with all other facets changing, technology is then just speeding these changes up, because information gets passed instantaneously at the speed of light. Information gets passed from halfway across the world, and then all of a sudden something starts trending halfway across the world, and then people know what's going on there, and they see, and then they're a part of it, and then their thought energy collectively builds with the rest of the people around the globe thinking about that and participating in that energetically. So then you have all these people's thoughts focused on halfway across the world, right? Just like when these natural disasters happen. That's another thing that's changing. The weather, jeez, every single facet of this human experience is changing. The weather is changing. I mean, that's why we've been spraying chemtrails in the sky for God knows how long. You know, obviously, is that a good thing? Is that a bad thing? That's for another show. Obviously, I'm not personally a fan of the chemtrails, but they say it's for weather control, to bring the weather back to, you know, to normal, whatever that means. But the weather is changing. I mean, look, the ice caps, they're melting and all this crazy stuff is happening. But it's like, why stress over it? Even if the world was coming to an end tomorrow, why stress over it? Why fight people? Why cause issues? Why stress? If we only have a limited amount of time on this planet and a limited amount of time to be the best possible person that we can be, why would we spend it arguing with people? Because we're not going to change their minds. If anything, we're going to justify their belief system more, because then we're going to be the crazy ones that tries to argue with them, and then they're going to argue with us back, and then we justify our beliefs, and it just goes back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Let's drop the ego shit of having to be right all the time and having to prove each other wrong and having to be the strongest or the best or the smartest, and let's work together collectively and unify our abilities and skill sets and wants, needs, and desires, so we can manifest them quicker, and we can manifest them more effortlessly, and we can manifest them in harmony with one another. That is the answer, guys. So, summary for today's show. What did we learn? We learned that arguing over belief systems or thought patterns, regardless of what it is, regardless of whether it's religious or economics or political or monetary or weather or whatever it is, don't argue about it. Don't waste your time fighting. When there's someone that you spend your time with that has a different belief system, learn to embrace their belief system. It doesn't mean you have to believe it. It just means that you care about them enough to give them the benefit of the doubt, just to accept them for who they are. So micro and macro, accept the changes. Embrace the changes this human experience has to offer. This world is changing for a reason. And as this world changes, you have a choice to change with it. Embrace the changes, learn to accept people for who they are, and live a happy, healthy, wealthy, and wise life. Woo! Yes. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to Dave's Good Vibration Station here on LATalkRadio.com, world's most listened to internet talk radio station. All the unconditional love, light, happiness, abundance, joy, and laughter from our hearts to yours. May we embrace the changes of this planet, and may we embrace each other as we explore new beliefs and thought patterns that are proposed to the collective consciousness of this planet. Once again, all the unconditional love, light, happiness, abundance, joy, and laughter from our hearts to yours. Feel free to email us anytime, davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. We love you guys so much, and we will see you next Sunday. Peace!
Listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.